A Child of Fortune by Geoffrey St. John. The book is subtitled, A Correspondence Report on the Ratification of the U.S. Constitution and Battle for a Bill of Rights. This book bears a dedication to the printers and editors in America of the 1780s, who made possible, through their newspapers, the first truly national political debate after the War of Independence. It is now a child of fortune, to be fostered by some and buffeted by others. What will be the general opinion on, or the reception of it, is not for me to decide, nor shall I say anything for or against it. If it be good, I suppose it will work its way good. If bad, it will recoil on the framers. General George Washington to Marquis de Lafayette, September 18, 1787, on the just-signed U.S. Constitution. Foreword. Combining his skills as a journalist with a knowledge of history, Geoffrey St. John has produced another book that will enhance the knowledge of its readers, students and adults alike, about what every American should know, that it was a monumental task to secure the Constitution under which we have lived for more than 200 years. Here, Mr. St. John employs the same approach he used in Constitutional Journal, with its simulated day-by-day coverage of the Constitutional Convention. He gives to the ratification process in the 13 states what modern journalism tries to do for presidential primary campaigns. It differs in that this book is written with restraint, born of a sense of history, that is, the luxury of a writer free of the pressure of newspaper deadlines. Few Americans, even those who are otherwise well-read and well-informed, understand that we almost did not...